next legend loves keeping clean sheets so much he's probably doing laundry right now. And he kept plenty of clean sheets as a keeper with a 15-year international football career for clubs like Manchester United, Aston Villa, then back to Man U, and then Chelsea. Please welcome Australian treasure and former Socceroo, Mark Bosnich.
Yeah, watch every match of the UEFA Champions League, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Europa Conference League on Stan Sport. To start your 7-day free trial, visit stan.com.au/football. A lot of footy last night, early this morning. You got up nice and early, Bozza. What about Liverpool, mate? Got the job done at home against Rangers.
That they did. Good afternoon to you, boys. I hope you're all well. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I do like doing the washing. That is a fair point. They did. Look, Liverpool have been going for a relatively tough time by their own standards in the league. They're sitting ninth. They haven't been their true selves. They've been shipping goals. So this is a perfect game for them to get back on board, so to speak. Look, Rangers haven't had a great start. They lost their first two games and conceded seven and hadn't scored a goal. But Liverpool tweaked things a little bit. And Jurgen Klopp, before the game, actually said he was going to tweak the way they play, that we've seen them play for the last pretty much 7 years under him. And if it wasn't for Alan McGregor in Rangers' goal, it really would have been more. He was brilliant. He kept them in the game. But Liverpool were awesome. There's no doubt about that. They could have won by more. And it augurs well for them coming into this weekend's Premier League games. They've got Arsenal, the league leaders at the moment. So it'll put them in good shape for that. But a good performance by Liverpool. Wonderful crowd once again. A magnificent atmosphere on those European nights. And in terms of the result from the other game in their group with Napoli, recording their record win away from home in European competition, they beat Ajax 6-1. It puts them in a good position now, going into the latter stages of the group stages, which will finish before mid-November when everybody is going to take a break because of the World Cup.
Boz, Manchester City striker Erling Haaland. We're witnessing one of the greatest seasons of all time, aren't we?
Well, we are. And look, you know, hopefully we, you know, in our game anyway, I'm sure it is the same in AFL and rugby league. Everyone's always on the lookout for the next great thing. It's great for the game. And he is really, propelled himself right to that level. He's playing with a fantastic side that create a lot of chances for him, but he's sure doing his job with a big plus sign. Three hat-tricks at home in the last three home games. He, from a physicality point of view, and let's not forget, apparently when he was younger, his father used to play for Leeds and for Manchester City, but when he was younger, he was actually quite a small kid growing up, and then he's had this growth spurt. So he's 6'4", for those who don't know, but he's fast, and strong, and he's got wonderful skill. So you got pretty much the full package. Couple that with a team in Manchester City who played the most devastating football and the most attractive football that anyone could wish to see.
Hey, boys, mate, I want to ask about Ronaldo. Mate, what's going to happen there? Like, it's just a tough one to see him sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
And how they're going to use him? Are they going to trade him? What's going to happen?
I mean, if this continues, he'll definitely go in January, in my opinion. You're talking about a player. When you sit down at any time from now, he's generally going to be in the conversation for the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
So this is what you're talking about. The great, you know, one of the greatest, if not, in my opinion, the greatest player of all time. And look, on the weekend, he was left out. I would have started him on the weekend, but, you know, whatever. And they were 4-0 down at halftime. So there's a lot of people saying, you know, why didn't he bring him on? The manager, Erik ten Hag, look, yeah, I can understand his point. He said he didn't want to bring him on because he realized that it was in the middle of a performance, which is rather embarrassing for him. And he didn't want to sort of, you know, put him in that situation, which is fair enough.
Yep.
But it just wasn't good, in my opinion, to see a player coming to the sunset of his career, having to sit on the bench and to watch that. So I can just see him, you know, putting his head down and working hard. He's an exceptional professional. He keeps himself in wonderful shape. And come January, I'm quite certain that that he'll be offloaded. He wanted to leave in the summer because I think he could sense what was going to occur. They want to go a different way. They want to start again. But I'm sure before he signed, that was obviously when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was there, that this was never in the plan. But things can change very, very quickly in sport, as we all know. So you never know. Maybe in a couple of weeks we might be sitting down talking around the fact that he's come back in and he scored goals and he's flying again.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.